With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream.
Huh? Yay!
Okay, GLaDOS apparently likes this. She won't let it go.
GLaDOS?
There's no equality for robots, GLaDOS.
No, there's not. Sorry, GLaDOS, you are SOL there.
She's not one to let go. All right. If you have never heard that speech, and I know a lot of you haven't because you're too young, because this happened even before I was born, way before Ginger was born, way before I was born, way before a lot of us were born, you should probably listen. And I find it amazing that we actually have achieved a lot of those things. Now, if we could just translate that to women in gaming, we would just be so good.
Yes. I mean, we've still got a way to go, but at the same time,
yeah.
We've come so far.
So far,
and I'm so proud of us.
I'm proud of my country today. I love y'all today. I'm feeling the love from my country.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway, if you're new to
Hi.
Good morning. Good morning, Ginger. If you're this is your first time listening to us or watching us on Twitch, welcome to Lunch with Ginger and Corey, the award-winning, longest-running gaming podcast in existence. And yes, it's run by women. If you don't believe us, go check. We've been around for quite a while, and I don't care what those other guys tell you. They come, they go, and they're not live, so we keep it interesting. You never know what's going to happen here.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Last year on MLK Day, we didn't do the speech thing, and I had to do it this morning because of a conversation, actually, a newest writer at Ural, and I had last night over Skype. There's an article up at this other website, who I won't say. Yeah, and ironically, I was just about to talk about EA. Ginger has them up. good morning, Joe. One of their VPs or something wrote an article where she was talking about there's really no problem with women getting into the industry, and I told the Raw, consider the source. EA, and I will never let them live this down until I see them actually supporting more women gamers outwardly, not just sending a puppet head. And I'm sorry, girl, that's what I'm going to call you this morning to say.
Women
only play The Sims, and I will never let you live that down. I will say it every chance I get that you said women only play The Sims and refuse to give us review copies. And then you went to IGN and you give them copies, and we've all heard the stories behind IGN. Now I'm going to say their name because I'm about to say something bad about them. Because they paid reviews.
There's blood in the water.
Paid reviews, people. We don't do that here at GamerNatrix.com and Gamer Girls Radio. If we tell you we like the game, trust me, sometimes we don't even have the review copy. We just like to tell you because times are too hard. Money's too hard to come by. You don't want to spend $60 on something you are not going to like.
No kidding, because, you know, I've gotten a hold of crappy games. I've been like, really?
Yeah, and they're hard to get rid of now. You used to be able to take it back to GameStop, and depending on the game, you could almost get most of your money back, which is okay.
Yeah.
Because you could throw, you know, your 10 or 15 with it and get the game you were going to get before you got suckered into buying the bad one. But now, it's like, I think they give you half or less than half on a brand new game. You may have had it for a few hours. It's horrible. So.
Exactly. I know. I don't buy games hardly anymore. I rent them. And, you know, if I like them, I might add them to my collection. For the most part, most games nowadays are like a one-time play, and then I'm like, nah.
You got to really bring it for us to keep it. So
COD2 is probably what's going to end up in my collection soon, but that's mainly because my brothers play and they want me to play with them.
Yep, see, those are the games that usually end
and
up
see, there you go, EA. I'm a girl and COD2.
Yeah, I have never said EA makes bad games. They usually make very wonderful games. I just don't like your policies and the way that you create and treat the smaller gamer websites when those websites are the ones that made you famous. And I say it again, when The Sims came out, nobody was playing The Sims. All these fan sites popped up, people making items to put in your game, basically showing you how to do it in some senses, adding new functionality to the game. When I say adding new functionality, there are some of you out there that are amateur but badass. We're adding items to The Sims games that was adding new functionality to the game. The Sims were able to do other things that EA hadn't even put in yet. And these sites help build up The Sims, and yes, it is still the top-selling PC game of all time. Still, I think it's about 10 years old now, 10, 11 years old.
Yeah.
And this is because of fans. It wasn't because you are so awesome over at EA. I mean, you have some awesomeness to you, but it wasn't because of you. It was because of your fans. And now you won't even talk to those people.
No, and I'll tell you, a lot of times, you know, I'll go to these bigger websites, mainly just to troll their forums.
Yeah.
If I want some really good information, I'm going to go to these smaller one-man, two-man, three-person websites, you know, it's just them, but they're passionate about the game, and I know I'm going to get an honest review.
That's right. Always
because, you know, if I find the same review on the website that's been written, I don't know, 6-8 times, and they've just repasted it, I'm going to read it, but I want that one that's written from the heart. I want somebody to scream and yell and tell me how they were signed up with a quest that wouldn't work for 6 hours, and then they realize, oh, hey, you know what? I'm doing something wrong, and this is what happened.
Happened to me. Over the weekend, following her.
Girl, I've been working on a quest all morning in World of Warcraft, trying to get faction for it. I need a preserved ogre's eye, and it's a low level quest. Only two people sell the darn thing, and I need it, but you have to do like a whole quest line to get these people to sell it to you. And three times today, I started down the quest, and I did something wrong and had to go back and start over from the beginning.
What is that, Ginger?
I need a preserved ogre eye. I'm trying to make staff. I want a staff. I can make this really cool staff, but I need a preserved ogre's eye, and only two chicks in all of World of Warcraft sell it. So I have to have faction, which means I have to do this whole long quest deal, and the deal was I would get on the blimp, and apparently there was like a whole cinematic thing, and I was supposed to participate in it, but I'd go AFK instead. And it took me three times to realize I actually had to stay there, and there was something I had to fight during the middle of the cinematic. So three times I had to port back all the way back to Orgrimmar and start all over again to figure out what I was doing wrong.
Now we got to go in and play Fallen Earth. Ginger, of course, got sick, so she wasn't able to stick it out with us. But we got Z in there. Jay, you are so fired for not showing up at all.
Did she finally get to work?
She finally got it to work, and I thought it was hilarious. I heard the phrase that, you know, that somebody is kind of hooked. They're probably going to come back. They're not sure yet. But you know what she started doing?
What?
Mining coal and copper. And it wasn't...
She's coming back.
At first it was for a quest, and then she says, after we got done, she says, I'm just going to go ahead and continue doing this. I was like, why? She's like, well, you know, I have to build my skills. Like, oh, you're in.
Yep, she's hooked. She's hooked.
She's in.
And apparently Jay finally got his to work, so now we just need to get it together. Yeah, he messaged me on Twitter yesterday.
He's been. We played for a little while, but he realized that he had skipped the quest for his horse, so he had to run. Look from, what is it, King's whatever.
Oh, my God.
Over
one.
Run.
How did you get that far on foot without going, what the hell, what's wrong here? Why don't I have a horse? Everybody else has a horse.
That's what I said. How did you get all the way over here with no car?
Oh, my God. I cannot believe he got that far.
Oh, and Z has said, just so you know, if you're having some issues with Fallen Earth, she's passing along her tips. Check your firewall ports. That's what was keeping her from getting in. And she also said, Cole.
No, I didn't even think about that, and that should have been something I thought about.
I'm all weirded up with firewall, so I didn't think to check it either. Because I normally, I don't have issues. due to what I do at home. And she says, yeah, coal and copper doesn't strike back. Of course, y'all saw the jokes with the chickens on Facebook.
And I saw some video the other day. So if y'all haven't seen Fallen Earth, go check it out. It's either up on the GGR channel on Twitch or Ginger Rocks on Twitch. Ginger_Rocks.
Or if you can't watch video, we got a Facebook page. We got plenty of pictures we post up of doing things.
Yes. Uh-huh. I did add some of my pictures the other day.
Yeah, I saw.
That game's gorgeous. Oh, I mean, it was beautiful before, but now that I've got the new graphics, and yes, I'm totally bragging here.
Yes. Pretty. Now, I found a game over the weekend from a gamer I ran across, another girl gamer, ironically. She turned me on to a game on the Google Chrome store that I put up in our Oh My God, I'm So Obsessed section, because, you know, those are the games I have to play over and over. I played this game like 6 times over the weekend and I think twice last night, and it's called Don't Starve.
You know, I saw you posting a video about that. What was that about?
Oh, this company is going to
be... You're a new genre and everything.
It's not a new genre, but it's a new take on the genre. It's the survivalist genre, where you have to survive.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't give you any tutorials. They don't give you any walkthrough. There's no video. There's no nothing. They don't tell you how to do anything. They just drop you and say, okay. And they have a clock at the top right with your time. You know, whether
do you have a video of that?
You know what? I forgot we do have a video up on our site. Give me a second here.
You got the link. I will throw that up so people can see that.
I'm slow this morning. I had it up, and then, you know, never mind. Our site's being crazy again, so I'll have to do it another time. Or I'll find it on the Chrome store here in a second. But it's you're not going to it's completely different. You're not going to find yourself playing the same thing over and over. You're not going to find yourself. You can find yourself trying to not starve. I love it.
Not starve.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to pull it up as I talk. You know, and sometimes I can walk and chew gum, and sometimes I can't. But I love the new genre. It's also, it reminds me of that what was that game we were talking about? I can't remember the name of it right now. It was the zombie one where I said it kind of had the same little things where you had to go out and gather your resources. You had to go out and, you know, find. You know what I'm, you remember what I'm talking about, Ginger? She's just kind of like, yeah, maybe.
I don't know. All right, you got the link. You got the link. All right. Give me the Where's my window?
So basically, as I was saying, they throw you in the middle of the wilderness, and they tell you don't starve. So you have your clock with your time. You have your clock with your heart and your stomach. And then they say, go for it. So there's things around you, and you think maybe... like I thought when the first time I played, I was like, oh, this is going to be easy. You know, I just have to, you know, there's some trees. And obviously there's some things you figure out right away. You know, if you chop trees, obviously you're going to have wood. But see, there's a problem. You don't have an axe when you start off.
You don't have an axe.
You don't have an axe. You have nothing but you. So you have to figure out what to do with these things you see around you. And there's flowers and there's trees and there's rabbits. And, of course, you know, your mind goes to, oh, I can just eat the rabbits. But see, you got to catch them. And you can't catch them once you get the axe. You can't just catch them with your hands. And then once you catch it, you can't eat it because it'll make you sick if you eat it raw. So you have all these – it's for a Chrome store game, it is absolutely
– oh, my God, don't blow the fire.
Yeah, so I've only played the demo, and if you want to support them, I think they're running kind of like their own Kickstarter. They are in beta, so if you go over to the page, whenever I get our page back up here in a second, we're having some code errors. I'm going to have to get me a fix, or I may have to borrow me a second mind here because I think I'm missing something when I'm fixing it.
That looks super flipping cute.
It's not just cute. It is very oddly realistic, but not realistic, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You have to figure out how to survive, and it took me a couple times to die before I figured out how to survive. It's not as easy as it sounds. It was not as easy. Your axe got to start to go out. It was all kinds of.
That looks so flipping cute.
I like the artwork. It kind of reminds me of Fable or kind of what is it? Tim Burton, the music.
Yeah, Tim Burton, definitely Tim Burton.
It's very Tim Burton-esque, but it's. Man, it was kind of hard. The hardest part was, okay, when it starts to get dark,
mm-hmm.
just remember people to build the fire before it gets dark and don't wander too far from the fire.
Build a fire before it gets dark.
Build a fire before it gets dark. Not when you say, oh, it's dark, now build a fire. No, because you won't be able to see how to do it. Just like you would if you're lost in the wilderness. You know, have you ever watched the, what is it, the Science Channel or the Nature Channel, whatever one of those channels there that educates you, that talks about how much lights have impacted our lives. A lot of us cannot imagine life without lights. And we don't imagine how actually dark it is outside until you're somewhere where you're away from the lights. Then you realize it is flipping dark. I can't see. Same thing here. If you were out in the wilderness, there's no lights, there's no street lights. You may not even be able to get moonlight depending on where you are. So this is what they played upon in the game. If you're in the wilderness, there's no light. And obviously, if you let it get dark before you build the fire, you wouldn't be able to see how to do it either. And you might get eaten. I'm just saying.
That is cute. Yeah, I found another trailer. Somebody's gameplay, and I pulled it up.
Yeah, I got.
This looks really interesting.
I got crunched on a few times. I'm just gonna tell y'all.
I crunched on?
I did, and I was screaming. My neighbor thought something was wrong. He came up.
That's hilarious.
Are you okay? Because I was like, stop eating me. Yeah, see, and all that's the, oh man, very. Yeah, see how as it's getting dark, you see around the fire?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, see, if you wander from there, the light does not follow you. It stays near the fire. You got to chop down your trees. You got to dig holes. I didn't quite figure out how to build a house before my demo ran out. And I hear tell they're adding some other things. Again, they're still in beta, and they really want you guys to sign up. It's $11.99 to get into the beta, which I think is pretty good for this game. It's not expensive at all. But during the beta, they said they want you to help shape the game. If you can think of something else they can throw in there that will make the game better, they want you to do so. They want you to be on the forums, and you can help them flesh out the game some more before it goes live in March.
That looks like kind of addicting.
It is addicting. You see, his stomach is almost empty. You see it flashing there at the right. It's time to eat something. And, again, it's dark. So certain things you can find during the day, obviously, berries and, oh yeah, that's where he's cooking some animal that he caught. But during at night, you can't wander off and say, let me just grab some berries or something from the tree. If you don't have it, you're not eating. And you can't die. Yeah, he managed to eat something. So I am in love with this game. Klee Entertainment is who made this awesome. I need to be able to find it on our page now that I have again had to.
That does look super cute.
It's absolutely awesome. I was so happy this girl turned me on to this. She's going to love it. Because you're going to love it. If you like simulators, you'll love this. But again, not like other simulators. Do not go into this. You sim people thinking, oh, I got this because I play The Sims. Your Sims are autonomous. They kind of go along on their own. These do not.
He will starve to death without your help.
He will. Man. Starve to death, get eaten. Damn, Rabbit was giving me issues.
The rabbit was giving her issues.
It was. I tried to catch it with the axe because that's the first thing I thought. I got an axe. This rabbit is going down. Mm-mm. Rabbit was like, whatever, Corey. You're not catching me. Jay says he played Fallen Up for 3 hours on Saturday. Notice he did not say anything to us or invite us.
I know. Well, he did kind of invite me, but I didn't check my Twitter yesterday morning.
Excuse me. Did you not invite me? And you actually have my personal phone number? Did you? Let me check my text.
Him and Joe.
Well, Joe invited me. Joe was saying hi to me, but I was trying to work with Miss Z for a while to get her acclimated because he had already been in. So then once I got done, I invited him, but he was tired of his jog over to the other city. Let me see. No text from Jay.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. No, you know what? Now that I read this, I was wrong. He didn't invite me. He was talking about how he was at some place yesterday, some restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you're falling earth and salt. And he said, I did. I'm all set. I played a little bit this morning before breakfast. No message. No message.
I'm going to put my phone down quietly. Optimus.
You are in trouble, Jay.
Head infected.
And I have to get you today.
You wait till we get off earth. And this is how you're going to catch it. You see, next time we're in a mission, come on. You're going to have your PvP on, or we're going to be going through a PvP area. Blam! To the back of the head.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to shoot you because that'll be too easy to hear me loading a gun. Hit you with my new shovel I just made.
Hit you with the new shovel she just made. See, folks, this is what it's called. All right, here.
When you play with us. With us.
Yes. Totally. All right, there is another simulator out there, and hopefully Corey doesn't get drugged into it.
What? You said the
thing. Calypso Media is pleased to announce the upcoming release of airline tycoon to gold. Uh-huh. It's comprehensive. Gold edition contains the original legendary tongue-in-cheek economic simulation title, Airline Tycoon 2, along with the two border DLC packs, Honey Airlines and Falcon Airlines. Sorry, Falcon Lines. Airline Tycoon 2 Gold is due for release on Windows PC in the UK and export retail on the 22nd of February, so that's tomorrow. To celebrate the arrival of Airline Tycoon 2 Gold, Calypso Media has released a brand new trailer, which I'm showing you now if you're not watching
over. Oh, God!
Airline 2 Tycoon has to offer a...
Yes, must have it.
Oh, I know. It brings an extensive list of new features to Airline Tycoon. You can cargo flights as a new source of income. Or, if you see, you can profit from last-minute flight bookings. Open branch offices around the world to increase your control of each territory. Airline Tycoon 2 is the longest-awaited sequel to the legendary tongue-in-cheek economic simulation that puts players in the role of CEO of an international airline. Airline Tycoon 2 challenges the players to run a modern airline, design unique airplanes, and grow a rundown carrier into a globally recognized company that passengers practically beg to fly. In the Gold Edition, you'll meet up with some old friends, Italian bon vivant Mario Zuccaro, and German nitpicker Siggy Sorblos. Both of those join the cast at this unique game. All right, so what do we got? Explore real-world airports from Moscow to New York. Build your ideal fleet of planes. Use the in-game editor to craft inexpensive mass transportation. Test your management mettle in a challenging business environment as you schedule flights, flight plans, coordinate arrivals and departures, and balance income and expenses. 6 different avatars with different strengths. Sabotage. Annoy and slow down your opponents with devious actions, but beware, your adversaries may just pay you back in kind. Cargo flights. Transport goods all over the world and use cargo as a source of income. Last-minute flights. Try to master these extra tricky challenges in short amounts of time to add more money to your coffers. And branch offices. Open subsidiaries in airports worldwide. Corey is booked, I'm sure. We're going to lose her. Never going to see her again.
Calypso makes some of my favorite games. They also make Tropico, so.
It looks good.
It looks so delicious. That's a good simulator right there. Go ahead and throw me that link there, Jenny, so I can get it.
I will be giving you that link as soon as I'll get open that.
I'm all ready to have it. I'm ready to play. Okay. Our friends over at Hey You Guys Gaming posted up something real interesting this morning. Potential PS4 and Xbox specs have been leaked. Coming as a surprise to absolutely no one, rumored specs for the PS4 and as of yet named Xbox have made their way onto the net. However, unlike the dozens of other supposed leaks and rumors, these are supposed to be very, very detailed. They might even be real. VG247 has posted up the following specs. The PlayStation named Orbis, yes, I'm going to call it that for the entire duration, Orbis, will have a run capability of 1.84 teraflops. Teraflops is the next big thing. Forget your little... teraflops is where it's at, okay? Conversely, the next Xbox, which has been so far codenamed Durango. You know what? I'm tired of you guys with the names. What is this? Cowboy hats and castanets. What is
I know, right?
Okay, anyway.
Just give us the money.
I just call it Xbox 3. X3, there you go. They said it'll be able to achieve 1.23 teraflops. The next Xbox will come with 8 gigabytes of RAM, of which 3 are reserved for the operating system. It's really, that's less than what we have with the last one, leaving you only 5 for games. By comparison, the next PlayStation is supposed to have 4 gigabytes, which will have around 1 that'll be used for its operating system and security, leaving you 4 for games.
No, you cannot win, ever. We are the women.
The next Xbox is supposedly use a Radeon HD 8770 GPU compared to the PlayStation's previously rumored variant on AMD's A10 APU, and both will be able to read 100 gigabyte capacity Blu-ray discs. Now, Is that real? I hope like hell not. We won't know anything until E3. Of course, they're saying there's some teaser trailers floating around. I was not able to find any this morning, but I hope that it's not all you're giving us. Follow that up with one game. 5 gigabytes? Come on. Especially since they're saying they're going to move to a more digital format. That's not enough space, y'all. And for the price you're going to charge, not enough space. Another thing. The girl who turned me on to the Don't Starve said she has a Wii U, and she says she absolutely loves it. She says she says obviously it's a little different from what you're used to. She said, but it is an awesome machine, and she has a PlayStation and an Xbox and PC games, and she says it's a great machine. She says Zombie U, top notch. So for those of you who are wondering, I heard it from some other chick, and she picks good games apparently. So I'll take her word. Because Don't Starve is an awesome game.
Awesome. All right. Where was I going to go next?
Well, over there.
Yeah, if Twitch and I will not argue over here. Atari filed for bankruptcy. Cannot believe it.
Clutch the pearls. What?
I know. I saw this over on GamePolitics.com this morning, tweeted this out. Atari has filed for bankruptcy in the New York bankruptcy court, and its assets will be sold off.
No!
The company founded by Nolan Bushnell in 1972. Seriously, I'm doing the whole cross thing. Will continue to operate during the bankruptcy proceedings. Atari is comprised of several divisions, including Atari Incorporation, Atari Interactive Incorporation, Humongous Inc., and California U.S. Holdings Inc. Within the next three to four months, Atari plans to sell all of its assets and sell free and clear under Section 363 of the Bankruptcy Code. The assets include Atari brand logo, such iconic game franchises as Pong, Asteroids, Centipede, Missile Command, Battle Zone, Tempest, Test Drive, and Backyard Sports, among others. Oh, this is a sad day, folks. Sad day.
Get Pac-Man.
I know. Atari hopes that this bankruptcy filing will separate the U.S. division from its European owner, Atari S.A. With this move, the U.S.-based Atari operations seeks to separate from the structural financial encumbrances of the French parent holding company, Atari S.A., and secure independent capital for future growth, primarily in the areas of digital and mobile games. So they're not out. People are not. They're not just disappearing. They're just trying to separate. Atari is asking the court to approve $5.25 million in debtor-in-possession financing from one or more funds managed by Tenor Capital Management, a firm specializing in convertible arbitrage, and special situations. Peter S. Partey Sr. and Michael P. Richman of Hunton & Williams LLP serve as lead counsel in the bankruptcy filing. Wow. So there for a second I was thinking, oh my God, Atari is gone completely. They're dead. They're throwing in the towel. But they're not. They're just going to try to recreate themselves. From the ashes, they shall be reborn.
Well, bankruptcy usually just means it's to protect them from completely losing company. I mean, but
well,
still.
True. When they start talking about selling the brand logo and everything, I was like, oh my God.
Well, they may have to. That's because that's part of an asset. So, but they have to either sell or work out some type of plan with somebody to pay their debt, their creditors. And y'all like, how do you know all this stuff? Used to work in the legal field, people. Used to work in the legal field. You learn all sorts of interesting things. Yeah, I advise anybody who's you're just getting out of college. I don't care what field you're in. At least work in the law office for about 6 months, 6 to 7 months, just so you understand the real way the world works. Because it's not what you think.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody goes on a when they think when you go to court they think it's like Law and Order. It's not like Law and Order, and the judge doesn't care if you're hurt or you're crying or whatever. I mean, you may get a soft one that may, you know, be taken into consideration that you look hurt, but for the most part it's like, what you got on paper that I can see, and what can you prove? And if you can't, I don't really want to hear about you crying or how you felt when they took your sock monkey. They don't care. I don't care what you felt. Anyway. Nintendo, speaking of bankruptcy, that's just a wrong segue. The Nintendo Lounge, remember we told you about this week, this past week, that Nintendo was having or opening the doors to a lounge at the Sundance Film Festival. Film, Film Festival. The Game Lounge is supposed to offer festival attendees and Park City residents the chance to take a break from the cold weather and festival events to relax in comfortable southern weather. Oh, no, I'm sorry, I said Utah. It might actually be cold. You can play a collection of the latest and upcoming Wii U and Nintendo 3DS games. All games provide Sundance attendees with a wide variety of different play styles, perfect for the relaxing and fun environment of the gaming lounge. Wii U video games featured in the lounge include recent releases like Super Mario Bros. 2, Nintendo Land, and Sing Party, and Wii Fit U, and the first installment of the Wii Fit series of Wii U, Zombie U, and the upcoming Rayman Legends.
I heard that.
Okay. On the Nintendo 3DS XL hand system, many different games will be playable. In addition to the new Super Mario Bros. 2 and Professor Layton and the Miracle Mask, visitors can play the not-yet-released Brain Age Concentration Training and Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon. Castlevania Lords of Shadow, Mirror of Fate from Konami Digital will also be playable at the event. They're also going to have some industry executives, but they're not saying who. So Reggie may be there, maybe not. It's a Sundance Film Festival. I'm pretty sure he will be. Of course, all the Park City residents and all you fans out there, they are going to be there. What is it? They're saying today.
So video games are kind of invading Sundance Film Festival.
Yeah. Well, if you live in Utah, today is when they're supposed to go out. If you have friends living in Utah, it's early enough that you might be able to get them in because it doesn't start until 1. It's going to go 1 to 5 Mountain Time. Give them a call. Tell them to go over. It's the Nintendo Lounge at 738 Main Street, Park City, Utah, 84060. Get on over there. Check it out.
All right.
I'll have to say it again. Nintendo is not officially associated with the Sundance Film Festival. Happy Nintendo.
Wow, you sounded so happy about having to...
They made me say Rayman again. Oh, I got a pain in my neck whenever I say that.
Poor Corey. Poor Corey. All right, Drug Bound. Let me get the screen blown up for you. You know what? This only works if I do this in the correct order. There we go. All right, so Dave Hoffman's politically... Why are you not playing?
Why do you not work?
Why do you not work? Dave Hoffman's politically charged infinite side-scrolling runner Drugbound is now available for everyone to play for free in browsers in its alpha form. Please bear in mind that this is an alpha version of the game upon playing it, and as such, there is plenty of work to be done on the game before it will be released. In other words, there are going to be a lot of things that don't work, folks. Don't cry about it. What must you do to get into the alpha version? And what will be changing? Well, most of the mechanics of the game are within, including all of the level bars. Four levels out of a total five. The difficulty will be tweaked in the next few iterations based on feedback already received and yet to come from players. Store and achievements are coming soon. January 31st, web release. You know what? Yeah, that is in a couple of days. Right.
Never mind.
why are you still not playing?
Why you no work?
There we go. All right, so Drugbound is an infinite side-scrolling runner experience through a nightmare devilscape of heavily enforced government prohibition. Players can enjoy the scenic cartoon landscapes as they run, jump, and slide the genderless character through five levels of varying insanity, collecting rare medicinal herbs and dodging hellish bosses the entire way. You'll be able to play Drugbound on your iOS or Android device, Windows, Mac, Linux, or on the web due to the cross-platform capabilities of HTML5.
Yay!
don't ask what that was. Yay! Drugbound is set for release on January 31st in web browsers and at a later date in 2013 for iOS and Android devices, and will be free to download and play. There will be optional in-app purchases for players to invest in if they wish to support the developer. All right, so what do we got? HTML5 and multi-platform. Dozens of colorful, inventive ways to gib yourself and die.
I like to do size.
Yeah. Five distinct levels to run through, each with their own crazy boss. Fantastic chiptune music score. Collect rare herbs and upgrade your gender-ambiguous puppet. Free as in free pizza. Support via responsible in-app purchases. What? All right. So, anyways, this is Bugbound. Yay!
Okay. Right. You sound way too excited there.
Yeah. I'm trying to be. All right. What you got for me, Corey?
I'm sorry. I scrolled. Give me a minute. Never scroll. Okay, here we go. All right, we got another new game. There's a ton coming out right now for some odd reason, right before Easter. It's like they know something's happening. A Noritown studio has released a casual puzzle game called Poppin' Up for mobile. I don't know. Noritown's Poppin' Up provides an upgraded experience to players. Players compared to existing mobile popping games, including emotional user interface and excellent touches that are optimized for mobile devices. Who translated this? Flexibility with 8 directions as well as 8 cute characters. And Facebook Connect, for those of you who like to connect with Facebook. It's a mobile game where you can score by lining up 3 balloons of the same color. Yeah, it's going to be one of those from the same. The balloon blocks during 1 minute. It uses a pattern recognition method that is used in some smartphones where players can line up the balloons using 8 directions horizontally, vertically, and even diagonally, while scores are calculated to show, I don't know, to show the distance that a cute character is flying through the sky. If balloons are popped consecutively in a short period of time, players get combos. If there are more than 5 combos, a fever mode is activated so that the surrounding balloons pop, which allows you to get a higher score, you know, the standard thing. There are general balloons, rocket balloons, and coin balloons. And if rocket balloons are popped and gauges are accumulated, players can score higher scores all at once. Blah, 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 blah. You know what? You're probably going to play it when you're bored. And this is no dig at you people over at Noritown. It's just, it's been done before. In order to play a skill game, players have to consume a biscuit.
Oh, this has got, like, new direction stuff.
Whatever. It's got biscuits in it. Okay.
I want to play it.
Also, you can connect to Facebook so you can invite your friends to share your addiction. You can give 1 biscuit per day as a gift to your friends, and while you get a free biscuit each time you invite a friend on Facebook. Like I said, maybe. I don't know if it's free. It doesn't say. Let me see if I can go to the App Store and get a price because they didn't give it to me. I love when you guys send us and you're not telling us. Okay, it is free. It is free.
Yay! So it's going to be on my phone?
It's not on Droid. It doesn't appear to be on Droid. So, as you see, I'm already not interested. I can't play it on Droid.
No kidding.
I'm going to need you guys. Leave us out.
Google Play.
Tim, did this one get your attention?
Oh, my God. I love those kind of games. You have no idea.
Really? I did not know that.
On Google Play.
Well, I'm sure there's several that are. Have you played Bubble Witch yet?
No. I've seen several people on Facebook trying to get me into it.
Bubble Witch is this type of game, and it's also on your Droid.
That's hot. I mean, I get that because I love that kind of thing. That's
I did
so
not know.
Cool.
I learned something new about the ginger today. 2 years, and I learned something new. See?
So, seriously. That's the deal. I can't play those a lot because I will suck in, and you'll never, ever see me again.
You know what, Horace? I also cook a mean prairie chicken, and I kill it fresh. I kill it fresh, and I grill it on the run. Oh, wait a minute. Jay says he cooks a mean tainted vegetable and bread paste casserole.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Did you put suspicious cheese on it, Jay? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, my future husband will survive.
He needs to put some suspicious cheese on it. Wait a minute. Did you use the greenish milk or the tainted milk when you made the bread paste? I'm just curious.
You know, no, I can't tell somebody. I'm going to tell you somebody's idea I heard later. You are going to like it, I think.
Oh, I already know. I hear it in your head. Does it have to do with recipes?
It does.
I'm sorry. Sometimes I dip into people's heads. Y'all be afraid. Okay, so anyway.
All right, so we heard about Mr. Kurt Schilling and his video game company going under a while back. Well, now it looks like he's trying to raise some money. Ex-Red Sox pitcher Schilling puts bloody sock up for auction after his video game company collapses. Former Boston Red Sox pitcher Curt Schilling, whose video game company underwent a spectacular collapse into bankruptcy last year, which we got to tell you about for months and months and months, is selling the bloodstained during the 2004 World Series. Chris Ivey, director for Texas-based Heritage Auctions, says online bidding begins around February 4th. Live bidding will take place on February 23rd. The sock previously had been on loan to the National Baseball Hall of Fame Museum. It has been at Heritage's Dallas headquarters for several weeks and will be displayed at the auction house's Manhattan office before it is sold. He said the sock is expected to fetch, oh my God, $100,000.
$1 million. He says
that's a conservative estimate. Oh my God. He says they expect the bidding to be very spirited. Schilling's company, 38 Studios, anybody remember that name? Was lured to Providence, Rhode Island from Massachusetts with a $75 million loan guarantee in 2010. It may lay off all of its employees, and it filed for bankruptcy in June. The state is now likely responsible for some $100 million related to the deal, including interest. Schilling also had personally guaranteed loans to the company and has listed the stock as bank collateral in a petition for filing with the Massachusetts Secretary of State's office. Messages left for his publicist were not immediately returned. Somebody get that guy some bleach and a washing machine. Who wants to buy a dirty sock? That's so gross. Am I wrong in thinking this?
Whose sock is this again?
Curt Schilling, the guy who made the 38 Studios.
Okay. Yeah, don't do that. That's nasty.
Thank you. I thought it was, but maybe I don't know something.
I'm trying to think under what circumstances would I want something that belonged to somebody like that. And
it's a bloody sock.
There's some people y'all know I love. I love Prince. I love Keanu Reeves. I love Will Wright. Do I want an article of their clothing that they have sweated in? No. Mm-mm.
Yeah, and now you've touched it. You're probably going to get some kind of weird cooties from it.
Because who knows what Curt Schilling has, really.
No kidding. You don't know. Nobody knows. No, let's touch it.
Oh, stop. Don't say it like that. Ew. Nasty. Okay. So.
Touch the thing in all kinds of, like, steroids.
Nasty, Ginger. I said nasty. Nasty.
Well, they're the ones selling the nasty thing with bloody sock.
Ew. All right. Guess who's back?
Guess who's back?
Kim.com.
Oh, I heard that. I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope more.
He says, I'm back.
Is he going to be sued? Or are we going to, you know, is he going to get in trouble for, you know, bopping people with his belly again?
Okay. The new mega upload was launched over a day ago, has a new cloud storage service called Mega, and has seen, get this, 1 million people sign up so far. He spoke at a mega launch event at his home in New Zealand yesterday. Is it the same compound there, Kim? While Kim's claim can't be verified, air quotes, it seems likely that Mega has gained a ton of users since Saturday launch, especially since Mega is targeting the international community, not just the U.S. and or Europe. Mega is a successor to .com's Mega Upload service, which was shut down last year over accusations by the U.S. government that it is facilitating piracy on a massive scale. The new Mega service is essentially a cloud file storage service like Dropbox or Box, but with aspirations to become a fully functional tool for creating, editing, and storing documents, storing a library of contacts, hosting websites, and more. The service also touts a high level of security encryption, which won't allow Mega to determine what type of files users are uploading, something that the most popular rivals in the cloud storage space can't say. That is Go, you go, dude. You go. Because that's what, why I'm always worried about using the cloud. Remember when everybody, when they, you know, the first big explosion, and they were saying how the cloud is very unsecured, and I think there was a joke on one of Comedy Central where a guy was downloading things. He's like, oh, Mars codes for nuclear missiles in the cloud. I'm downloading that. Yeah, that's what I was like, oh, my God, nervous. Okay, so anyway, Ventry is reporting that the service was understandably slow on Saturday and Sunday because millions of you were already going over to check it out. And get this. They offer 50 gigabytes of free storage and 3 pages.
That is sexy.
Hot. I'm so signing up. The launch event is supposedly the last you'll hear from .com for a while. He says, after today, I'm going to take myself back more, not healthy. I want a good relationship with New Zealanders, and I don't want to be seen as someone who is always in the media. According to NextWeb, he says they said that they find it a little hard to believe considering his history of hogging the spotlight. For example, he has previously released a video calling out the U.S. president, a music video rapping about his plight, a publicized accusation against Vice President Joe Biden, and is even working on a new book called a book, which is going to be a Hollywood biopic. I think it'll be very interesting considering the way that all of the governments are going after people like .com. I don't agree with it. A lot of us don't.
No. We've got criminals, actual criminals, rapists, murderers, child killers, molesters, all this that we should be focusing on. We've got terrorists out there, actual terrorists, you know, the kind that like to blow people up and shoot them and kill them and behead them and stuff like that. We got stuff like that to focus on. We got pornography rings.
Child pornography rings, yep. That they, those people
up.
They should be going after, not after Kim.com raiding his house, carrying the pregnant.
We've got some kind of weird service on the internet right now that's like spying on everybody, and we know about it. Come on.
What is it? I forgot what it's called, but I get calls about that like all day, every day. And it doesn't make the mainstream media. And if I've run across it today, probably tomorrow I'll share with you what it is. It is a virus managing to get past a lot of antivirus security, believe it or not. And it looks completely legit, and I know that's the usual thing with viruses, but this one is, you know, almost fooled me, and I'm the most suspicious chick I know. I don't download nothing without a whole lot of checking. And I think I've been.
I gotta talk to you about something once we get off air.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. So, Two Human. Did we already talk about this? Two Human.
Oh, I heard about this. Go ahead, tell them. I heard about that. Tell them.
It's apparently Two Human for Xbox. Two Human disappears from Xbox Live Marketplace. Two Human and content associated with the action RPG from Silicon Knights has been yanked from the Xbox Live Marketplace. Xbox has not officially confirmed why the game and related content was pulled. Some are speculating it could be related to the lawsuit that Silicon Knights lost against Unreal Engine maker Epic Games. While the product page for the game remains, the game is no longer available for purchase from Games on Demand, nor is the demo, gamer picks, and things. A Twitter user named Sakura, S-A-C-R-A, noted the disappearance of the game. A 2012 court ruling ordered Silicon Knights to recall and destroy games that it built using Epic's Unreal Engine 3, including Two Human. The company had until December 10th, 2012, to comply with the order. Silicon Knights used Unreal Engine 3 to build Two Human, the Box Rollers, the Sandman, X-Men Destiny, and Siren in the Maelstrom. The court also instructed the developer to cease production of any games using the game engine technology and to pay $4.45 million in damages. All of this is related to a court case it lost after a jury ruled in favor of Epic. The jury found that Silicon Knights breached their unlicensed agreement, misappropriated Epic's trade secrets, and infringed Epic's copyright in the Unreal Engine 3 code. It was a bad ending, and court battle began way back in 2007. Recent reports suggest that Silicon Knights is a ghost town, with only 5 employees remaining at the development studio, including President Dennis Dyack.
Ouch.
Man, you know that's going to suck. You spend a year or two making a game. Beautiful game, it looks like. You put all this time, all this energy into it, and then you're told, destroy it. Not just take it off and redo it, whatever, destroy it.
Well, remember, we lost a whole lot of MMO. I think that would hurt me more with an MMO.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Is huge. We lost so many good MMOs. I'm not going to name them.
UMOs! Yes. Take me to your lair. Seriously.
We have UFOs. What UFOs? What happened?
I don't know. Horse says, we got UFOs. I'm all like, take me. Take me.
Well, I want you to take me, but can you fix my computer? Because I know you know how. Don't act like you don't know.
That's hilarious.
Freaking aliens. You know they know how. What happened was, yeah. I'm sorry, I was about to play me some Don't Starve. I forgot we were doing the show. Okay. yes. You know what? I'm not going to talk about Kickstarter anymore. Kickstarter is so 2012. There's some controversy going on surrounding American McGee.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. And this is juicy.
You want to know what's totally 2013?
What?
Lunch with Ginger and Corey.
Oh, what the? You know what? Took me a minute to catch. I was like, what you mean? Oh, wait a minute. That was a good thing you said. Okay. I'm sorry. I was in the frame of mind with this juice that I'm looking at. Okay. So, American McGee is not very happy with the devil, a.k.a. EA. Alice Madness Returns developer American McGee has been complaining, according to GamesIndustry.biz, about the way that... Can I talk, please, mouth work with me? Has complained about the way publisher EA's demands led the game to being presented in trailers, suggesting it try to trick gamers. Blah, 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 blah. Who is this that we're... Okay, McGee said in a...
Do not like Kickstarter. They can
yeah. McGee said in a Reddit AMA session that what was frustrating was how EA marketing interfered from the start, that all creative direction and final say would come from them, not from us. He said that resulted in trailers that were much darker and gorier than the game, and that was a calculated disconnect created by EA. Honey, you're not the first victims. APB also had the same problem.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to trick gamers into believing that Alice was a hardcore horror title, even though it refused to develop in that tone. Their thinking is, even if the game isn't a hardcore title, you can market it as one and trick those customers into buying it, air quotes, while driving away more casual customers like female games. You know what? See, we're back. I'm going to skip over that part, American McGee, because women are not all casual gamers. Stop it. And we would not be turned off by really dark trailers. We're just turned off because of EA. Anyway, McGee announced Alice in 2009, and it was released with EA as a publisher in June 2011. It received a score of 70 on that lying freaking website, Metacritic. You need to go away. I'm sorry. McGee and Spicy Horse's latest project is a free-to-play title, Acanero Demon Hunters. First of all, I'll stop with the casual thing. Two, I just didn't get to play Alice, and I heard it was a good game from other women there, Spicy Horse, from other women that played it, said it was a great game. And some guys, too, so stop it. But I just didn't, this one I never got around to, but you are not the first victims of faulty marketing from EA. If APB hadn't have switched to Gamers First, I still wouldn't know what it was about. They did a horrible job marketing. Could not figure out what I was looking at. I know I wanted to play it. I says, I'm going to have to get past EA to figure out what this is about. It looks interesting, but I could not figure out from the trailer.
And I'm so glad because APB is just amazing. I can't say enough good things about APB.
That's another one that's going to take a little bit more reading on my part because that's one you can't jump in either. Let me warn some more people.
I fell in love with it when I started reading the backstory of all the characters. I didn't realize there were backstories.
Yes, there's backstories.
Once I started reading the wiki for it, I realized what all was going on. Oh, my God. I loved it.
Makes it even
I have to, pull myself out because I will lose myself in APB now.
That's me in Fallen Earth. Now, you have a... What was it? I was in Fallen Earth over the weekend, and I wish I could remember this person's name, but I wanted to say to you all that are, because there's a lot of newbies coming into Fallen Earth.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have a lot to do with that. However, we warn you before you get in there, this is not for you people who look at WoW and think WoW is the be-all and end-all to MMOs, who absolutely adore WoW, and you adore its simplicity because Fallen Earth is complicated.
You know... All right, and when you're done with that rant, I have a side track. track for that. So yeah, go ahead, Glenn.
And the complication is not a bad thing if you enjoy that sort of game, which we all do here. And, you know, here are quite a few of our listeners that have jumped in that love the game. You're not going to figure it out right away. You're not going to get in there and be up to level 55 in under 2 hours. You're going to have to work for your levels. And in most cases,
no.
Don't even pay attention to your levels. Just
I think I'm level 9, and that's been that. Corey knows how I level in those games.
Yeah, I just made it to 8, and after I got the parking garage, I had to do that mission.
Did you make it through there? Because I died, and I was like, I'm going to wait.
I made it through there because some chick came through, and she had a rifle. No, she had a shotgun. I never seen that either before. She had a sawed-off, I think.
And
with a scatter, bam, you know, like three of them were falling. I was like, ooh, hot. So as she was running up, I just ran behind her, ran over, got my guy, and then I did this crazy move. I jumped off of the top of the parking garage because I was like, if you try to run back down, you're going to die. So I had to gauge. I said, okay, from this height, I should lose about
90. I'm jealous. I was not able to finish that quest just because of the hardness of it. I couldn't solo it. There were too many. There were like three or four stacked on top of each other. I was like, There's no way.
I went in behind her. She got whatever she needed, and she left. So when I turned around, of course, they had all respawned. And I was like, there's no way I'm getting out of here. And then some of them, I heard somebody yell, get her! And I was like, uh-uh. And I jumped off the top of the
cool, that bitch. I got what I need.
I didn't suicide. I did lose. I lost about 25 points. And then they came after me. All of them came out. And I got on my horse. And me and Sally Mae, when we took off across the
prairie. Very nice. Very nice.
So that's a hard one. The prison one, I cannot do. I will not be able to follow that one. Or even with people is hard. And when I had you with me, it was hard. It's difficult. Oof. But anyway, Fallen Earth is not for you gamers that don't like a challenge. It is going to be challenging. And sometimes people will help you, and they'll help you for as long as they need to help you. And then they will leave. And then you have to be leaving when they're leaving, or you're in trouble.
True story, and it's not because, you know, they don't want to help. It's because they don't want to have to run back through that. That took a while to get through.
Yes. Oh, God. Three levels. Did you figure out where he was, though? I'll tell you where he was.
Who was?
The guy that you have to find in the parking garage. There's a guy there you have to find. He's not.
I figured he was on the second or third level.
He's on the second. He's not on the third, because I went up to the top looking for him.
Oh, man, that would hurt. Have to come back down.
It did hurt. I had to dive off the side of the parking garage to the second floor and then run across while she was shooting, get in there, and then turn around, and she was gone, and there they were, and then I jumped off and ran away.
Very nice, very nice. No, but, I'm playing a lot of games. WoW is one of them, and one of the guilds, there we go, the guild that I joined, so like, we want to raid 3 nights a week, 4, you know. Also, you know, if you want to do Sunday, no. Mm-hmm. So, you know what? I can sign up for 1 night a week, 2 nights, maybe. But 4 nights? Seriously, this is why you people are not getting laid. I mean, because you need to talk to people like 60-plus hours a week. And dude, if you're listening, I'm so calling you out right now. Talks about he works 60-plus hours a week, and then he wants to raid 4 nights a week. And those raids take a couple of hours. I mean, just to get people together. It's like, really, you know? Really? No, I like sex. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Really? Am I wrong here in thinking this?
Oh, it'd be time to go there, pirate boys and girls.
It does. It's why I did that story, because I didn't have enough time to pull up the next one I wanted to do.
It'd be time to go. All right. We will see you guys bright and early tomorrow. And tomorrow you get us twice. Speaking of Fallen Earth, I ran across this chick in Fallen Earth that had a killer outfit. I am hoping I got the screenshot. Wait till I show it to you. It was a steampunk ginger.
Ooh.
And it was cobalt blue. Girl, if I could just... Ooh.
I'm trying to track down somebody in APB. If you're in APB, you play, give me a call. No, ginger, 2 I's, 2 R's, and Twitter. If you have the queen outfit, I want pictures of you, please.
Gorgeous. I said, I wonder where Ginger might be. She would love this. Steampunk. It was short. It was a jacket. She had a top hat.
That is amazing. I'm jealous.
I was jealous, too. She said her sweetie bought it for her. He makes her laugh. I was like, you just wanted to talk about him. Whatever.
Oh, that's so cute. Now tell us where you got your clothes. We don't care.
See, that's a good gamer boyfriend. Buy me something in-game I can sport around. Work.
Exactly.
Oh, GLaDOS. No. That
GLaDOS,
is
you gotta get up off, Miss Pac-Man.
Really, GLaDOS?
No! GLaDOS, you swore!
go. GLaDOS is not having the Pac-Man because we're going to pay some homage to Atari. We love you, Atari. Stay around.
We love you. Send love. Send love. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Y'all got Ginger to sing. Okay, we're going to try one more time. One more time.
Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. 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 Hey ho, hey ho, hey ho, hey ho.
Yeah, when I first saw you eating those dots in that maze, I knew you were no ordinary yellow circle.
Baby, I'm in love with you.
Mean, colorful ghosts will try to stop you, but you just keep on eating those dots, because you will always be Miss Pac-Man, and that is why I love you.
Oh, no.
Squeak, squeak. Squeak, squeak. This is fun. Do the Miss Pac-Man dance. Get crazy, get crazy, get crazy.
Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat.
And
later, boys and girls.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.